So I'm here with Sussex Cricket Club's Luke Wright. Luke, obviously start the season this weekend. Must be all looking forward to it very much.
Yeah, I think it's always nice to get pre-season out of the way and get the big games coming along now. You know, we've all done the hard work and everyone's feeling good. But just ready for the real games to get going now.
Also, you've had a bit of a busy pre-season yourself. It's a contract extension, benefit year. On that contract, did you have to think much about re-signing here?
No, not at all. I've said in when it was released how much I love the club, and 4 years for me, it's great knowing I'm settled down here. My family are very happy, so very easy decision. And as you said, just looking forward to yet another season, and obviously we want to put a trophy to it this year.
So it was a strong performance in the county championship last year, so I guess this season the expectation is to try and move past that third place, move towards second and winning the competition as a whole.
I think that's the nice thing about pre-season. At this point you're in every competition, and you've got your eye, there's no failures or anything yet, so you always go into every comp looking to win it. And we had a really strong finish last year. We sort of had that middle period where we ran out of a bit of a steam. We probably didn't have the bowling resources that we've got this year in terms of depth to manage injuries and England call-ups. So, if we get a good start again and with the bowling attack we've got, then we've got a chance.
Obviously, you've got a few new players in, Ajmal and Timau. What are they going to bring to the bowling attack this year?
Well, quality as well. Obviously, we've got an England bowler in Aj. He's been brilliant all pre-season for us, but they both bring pace, which is great. We've got a lot of a pace in our attack, and we've all sort of, as batters, felt the brunt of that in pre-season, facing the nets. And it's nice getting to the main games and not being hit by these boys in the nets. But, it's depth in the bowling attack. We already had good bowlers here, but to have them really does bolster us, and it's exciting.
And obviously, in recent years, the performance in the county championships has usually been a bit better than, say, the One Day Cup or the odd 50 overs competition and T20. So, is that something everyone's really looking to improve on this year?
Massively. It's been really disappointing. We've always prided ourselves on our white ball cricket, and the last 2 years haven't been good enough. And obviously this year, lucky enough to take over in the T20 captaincy, so desperate to make improvements. But again, it's tough. A lot of teams are really pushing with their signings and overseas signings for it, so it's going to be difficult. But as I said, it's something we really want to focus on.
I was going to say, how did it feel to be given the captaincy of the club for the T20 competition?
I think it's come at a great time for me, really. I'm, sort of that stage in my career when it's great to have another motivation on top of it. And I've been lucky to have played all around the world with T20 and gained a lot of experience. So hopefully I can bring that as a captain and improve the performances.
Do you think that experience has played a part in why you've been chosen to take over from Ed standing aside and possibly still playing, but obviously you captaining the side going into this competition?
I think so, yeah, I suppose so. And I've been lucky enough to have performed well over a number of years in this comp as well, and it's just to bring a new freshness and new ideas, I suppose. We've got some good players, we've got some nice players that have come through, and it's all about getting a good start, and we've got a good chance at play Kent and then Gloucester here. And we've always been slow starters in 2020, and it's up to us to change that this year.
And obviously for the first half of T20 you're going to have Mahalajah Warden as part of the side. How big is that for the club? Obviously a player of his stature is going to be here, and obviously going to help you with that start to the campaign.
Well, it's massive, not only from performances and hopefully he can help us win games of cricket, but for any of us and the young guys to play with someone like him and learn off him, see the way he trains, speak to him about batting is absolutely invaluable. And that's one thing I've been so lucky in all the different competitions you play in. It's rubbing shoulders with these top players and finding out what they do, which helped me massively, and hopefully can rub off on a lot of our players.